Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaiter. Nitali ben b'medina sayam. A childless couple went l'medina sayam, faraway place, literally overseas. She comes back and she says, we had a baby. But the baby passed away. Where's your husband? He also passed away. Who passed away first? Well, the Yarmah, she says, mes b'ni, first my son passed away, the achakach mes bali, then my husband. So namenes, she's believed, the husband's brother can be miyavim her. Again, she's not changing the story that we know. When she left, as far as we know, they had no children. She was set to be a potential yavama. She's coming back and she's telling us the same story, that she's a yavama. Aye, she's telling us she had a child, the child died before her father. Fine. The facts change, but she's not changing the results. That's why she's believed. Let's say she comes back and she says, Mes Bali, my husband died. Again, she's telling us she had a child. But Mes Bali, my husband died. Ve'achakach Mes Benin, afterwards my son died. So therefore now, I don't even need chalitza, because when my husband died, I had a son at that time. It's like the Mishnah ain't in a manas. She's not believed. Now, v'choshishim l'devrea, we're going to take her words as a possibility. And therefore, we're not going to allow the brother to be miyavim her, because according to her story, there's no yivim over here. But she's going to need chalitza. V'chaletzes v'loimis yivemis. And until that chalitza is done, she can't marry someone else. You have to understand, says the Batanura, Chazal believed a woman when she comes and says her husband died, because she's very, very careful. But when she comes and says, well, I'm not a yivama, we're not so sure, because it could be, it just so happens that she really hates her husband's brother. And she may be making up a story, just anything, but I don't want him to be miyavim. On the other hand, we are choshish for her words, and we won't let him be miyavim her, but she's going to need chalitza. It's going to be v'chaletzes v'loimis yivemis. So again, in this case, a woman and her husband left without children to Medina Siyam. She comes back and says, we had a child. But the child died, and then my husband died. So in other words, as far as we know, she left being a potential yavama, and she's now in the same category. But if she says, my husband died, and then my son died, and therefore I don't need chalitza, we can't believe her. Or we can't believe her 100% anyway. Maybe you're looking for an excuse because you don't want that yavam to be miyavim. But because l'maisa, it could be that what she's saying is true, although we don't believe her 100%, but we have to play it safe, so to speak. And therefore, we're going to say he cannot be miyavim her, but she is going to have to go through chalitza.